she got her aunt's inheritance.
I was about to turn 18, and she had left me this money so I could go to college.
So her boyfriend went shopping.
He said he wanted a new car, so the check was cashed, and he got it.
But when they split, where did the money go?
Did she give you $2,000?
No.
You borrowed this money from her?
No.
So you never got this money?
No.
Judge Judy.
Do you think you're smarter than I am?
No.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Sheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old student Mari Bailey is suing her ex-boyfriend, 20-year-old civil engineer Hassan Smith, for a series of unpaid loans. Hassan says Mari is exaggerating.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 467 on the calendar, the matter of Bailey versus Smith. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Bailey, the defendant was a former friend, boyfriend of yours. You claim a series of loans to him. He says whatever money that you gave him were gifts, correct?
Yes.
Who is this?
My girlfriend.
Why is she here?
Because she spoke to Maury after the incident happened, and she explained to her what happened.
I don't know what incident you're talking about. You'll tell me, I'm sure. Ms. Bailey, did you date him for a period of time?
Yes, I dated him for a period of about 8 months during my senior year of high school.
And how long ago was that?
That was in... Everything ended around August of 2000.
And how old were you?
At the time we broke up, I was 18.
Where'd you get this money from?
I had an inheritance from an aunt. She had died when I was 13, and she had left me this money so I could go to college. And I decided to go to Hunter College, so I had a little left over.
And you were able to take the money out yourself?
Yes. It was left to me, and when I turned 18, it was turned over to me.
Okay. The first loan was in August?
Yes.
For what?
It was $2,000 because he said he wanted a new car. His car had been crashed quite a few times, and they couldn't fix it, or it was too much money to fix it, whatever, he wanted a new car. And so I lent it to him, and I explicitly said it's a loan, and I will need this money back.
Did he say when he would pay you back?
He never really said anything. He'll just said, you get it by next year, when I could get money back, whatever. You'll get it by next year.
Whatever is not a contract. Did she give you $2,000?
No.
No?
No.
Show me proof that you gave him $2,000.
I have bank receipts from that month. There was actually a lot of transactions. What he would do is he would call me, and he would wake me up in the morning and take me to the ATM before the banks could open, so I would have to go to the ATM. Because the ATM could only take out $800 at the time, I would have to go to three different ATMs on a day. And because there was only a certain amount of money that I could take out at on a certain day, I had to go to 2 days. So my bank receipts reflect that.
Does that sound more familiar, Mr. Smith?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't. So you never got this money?
I got a portion of the money, which...
How much?
$700 my car cost.
My How
car
much?
Actually cost $750, which I did receive from Maury, and which I told her I was going to pay her back, which I did not pay her back at the time.
Why?
We broke up before she got it, and I wasn't, you know, able to get in contact with often. I work. I'm engineering and training, so I cannot have waking up in the morning and going to see her, because I have to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning. I got to work at 3:30, and she was...
Excuse me. I don't care about your work. You borrowed this money from her.
Not $2,000, though.
No, $750. Not,
yes,
okay, $750.
I do say I do owe that. I do owe that money, but...
Excuse me, Judge.
Yeah.
There was also about $1,400. He couldn't afford her insurance, so I paid two
Just
months
a second.
Of his insurance.
Let me take care of this.
Okay.
Okay. But in your answer, sir, you don't say that you owe her the money. In your answer, you say, I needed a car, and she offered to help me buy a car.
Yes.
She offered to give me the money.
She offered, but I owe that money because she gave me that money.
Oh, well, you didn't say that here. You didn't agree that you owed her that money. All right, $750. What else?
There was also, his insurance was about $711 a month on 2 months. One was September of 2000, and the other one was October of 2000. He could not afford to pay his insurance, so I paid 2 months of insurance, and the total came out to about $1,400. Each check was $711.79, and I have the checks here.
Which were not cash, because I did not have any checks to cash. I didn't have a bank account to cash. You cannot cash a personal check at a check cashing.
Excuse me, but it was written out to the place, so...
But I did not
That's
use
why
a check.
What happened is they did an electronic check or something.
Uh-huh.
I handed him the original check that I wrote out, and that's the check that was sent to my bank. So the check was cashed, and he got it.
My insurance was canceled October of 2000. So I'm not understanding how she says that I have paid money for my insurance to be written out and paid for by the insurance company.
Did you ever have a conversation with her about your car insurance?
Yes.
Of course you did. Because if you say your car insurance was canceled, then you must have had a discussion with her. She was your girlfriend about, I don't have money for car insurance.
Oh, no,
I have two checks made payable for $711.79. They're bank checks.
Yes.
What was that for, sir?
That wasn't to me. At the time when she wrote out...
Just a second. That went to you.
Yes, but I did not cash it. When she wrote out to me, she was still there. I told her I couldn't cash the check. I didn't want the check.
You
she
can't
took
cash
it back
the
to
check.
Her. I couldn't. So I gave it back to her, and then it was open. I couldn't cash the check because I didn't have a bank account at the time. I could not have, no way I could cash a check. And it was my insurance company.
It was paid.
They would have mailed me a copy of the check. Or
it was paid, both of these checks.
I paid, my insurance company was canceled, and I had another insurance company for my mother's
these
name.
These were paid, sir. Capital payment plan.
Okay, yes.
What else?
I have a tape here. He knew it was a loan. He always knew it was a loan every time. When I gave him those checks, I said, when am I getting back my money? Every time we had a conversation, it would be about am I getting back my money?
I want to know is what the girlfriend is doing here.
The girlfriend, what happened is he found out I was suing him. He calls me. I told him, I will see you in court. I will not talk about this over the phone. And his girlfriend calls me. And that's what happened.
Stand up here. What did you call her for?
I called her to speak to her about what I just wanted to know why she was suing him.
For money. I
wanted to know the reason why, like how it went about, like the
what
situation.
What is your business?
Because he's my boyfriend. That's the reason why I wanted to know.
Why?
I just wanted to
know
why she
was suing
him. He told me he didn't owe her any money. That's why I wanted to know.
He told me he didn't owe her any money to start with.
Exactly, and that's why I called her to find out. She told me that she paid for his car. She told me the same exact thing, and she actually told me that after she broke up with him, that's when she had gave him $700 to pay for his car. And she told me that she spent a lot of money on him. She bought him a lot of gifts and all
gifts
of this.
Gifts is not what we're talking about.
Well, she said she spent a lot of money on him.
Sure, she did. Her 18-year-old got her hands on some money, mm-hmm. and that's the problem. But this money was for his car and his car insurance.
$3,000 doesn't add up at all.
No, so. $2,150 is what it adds up to.
Well, actually, there's a lot more money. I did loan him the $2,000. He's saying it's $700 right now.
If next time you loan somebody money, Miss Bailey, and if you think there's going to be a dispute as to the amount, get a note. What else?
There's a taper. He was fully aware there was a loan. He called my machine.
Let me see.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marie Bailey says ex-boyfriend Hassan Smith owes for several unpaid loans, and she has an audio tape to prove it.
Go ahead.
5:11:10:06 p.m. January 23rd.
You're crazy? I don't know what you're doing. But for coming back this long for 3 days later and suing me for $3,000, I don't know what the hell to sue me for. I'm not going to sue you for that you put me through without even spending your mother's house and me helping you. So you living off of me. So therefore, I should kind of sue you. But we'll see about this in court because it ain't no way you're going to win. Well, they can teach you God. I mean, it says to me.
I wish I understood a word you were saying.
I was saying that she was suing me $50,000 3 years later, which was way too weird because when she did call me and want the money, I told her I would give her the money, no problem. But it came so sudden for her to come to court and say I owe her $3,000. It hit me with such shock that saying $3,000 that I owe. It was shocked that $3,000 out of $700 from $3,000, it was
and
pretty weird.
Insurance. You forgot about the insurance, Mr. Smith. You forgot about the insurance. You mean you were shocked that 3 years later she came to you and said, I want my money?
Yes, but she could have maybe signed a contract, and I would have gladly signed a contract for money I owe her, but she didn't.
Yeah, and please. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Okay. Oh, and bank statements saying that she wrote checks out to me. If it wasn't my insurance company, I would like to have a receipt from my insurance company saying it was paid in full. You know, all they always mail.
How is she going to get that?
Because the check is running out from her address, so they mail a copy of what was paid, a receipt, and in the mail with that. Always, I have a
really?
Checking account, too. They always do that.
They mail it to the person who wrote the check rather than to the insured that says your insurance is now paid. We want
to
let you know that
if the check wasn't mailed out to me, why would they mail back to me?
Because maybe she didn't trust you. And you told me you didn't have a checking account.
At the time.
So, I don't care what you have now. Now is not important, Mr. Smith. Do you think you're smarter than I am?
No, I'm not.
You're darn right. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,150. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
We had a baby together which died, and I broke up with her so suddenly, and She hated me for that.
I don't know why he's bringing up the past history. It was not brought up in the case. I don't know why he's trying to bring it up, trying to make you look bad or whatever, but it has nothing to do with it.
I don't hate it for it.
I don't want to have any contact with the defendant or anything, and I'm just so happy to have him out my life for good.
Things like this happen all the time with people who are mad because they got left by somebody who doesn't want them anymore.
I don't want him. I am happily engaged. I have a new life.
I guess money makes the world go round. That's one thing that can make you happy if you can't have that person that you want.
I don't even think about him except the money that he owed me.
Don't get in a relationship when it involves money.
If he wants to think that I still want him, let him. If that makes him sleep better at night, whatever.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lechuga versus Kavanaugh, step forward, please.
21-year-old store manager Yvette Lechuga is suing her ex-boyfriend, 22-year-old construction worker James Kavanaugh, for the unpaid balance on a car he totaled.
Ms. Lechuga, the defendant was a former boyfriend of yours. In addition to just being a boyfriend, you had a car that was titled in both of your names. He paid for the insurance on the car, but it was your car. And there was a car loan on the car, is that right?
Right.
He got into an accident and totaled the car. So far, is that right?
Yes.
The insurance company totaled the car and gave you a check, but the check did not cover the car loan, and there is still about $1,800 left that you owe the loan company on the car. Is that what the case is about?
Yes.
Mr. Kavanaugh, when were you in this accident, sir?
It was May 28th, 2001.
Tell me about the accident.
Well, we were coming back from the airport and...
Stop playing with papers. Look at me.
Okay. We were coming back from the airport from St. Louis.
Who's we? The two of you?
The two of us, yes. She was in the passenger seat. We were going through an intersection, and the light was green. She swore the light was green at one time. Went through the intersection in another car. We collided. No witnesses stopped on our behalf. The other car had a witness stop, said they had a green light, so I was at fault for the accident because I had no witnesses. She was in
the
car.
Maybe you were just at fault in the accident because you were at fault.
No, the light was green. I'm sorry, if the light was green, I'm going through.
Did you hit them or did they hit you?
We hit each other.
How is that?
Because the two corners hit together. I mean, I didn't see them. They just ran. They went right through the light, and we collided. I never saw the car coming through the intersection because I was halfway through the intersection before, you know, we even hit.
So the insurance company found that you were at fault. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the highway patrol put me at fault. Now, I guess the insurance goes by that, or if they go by their own, I don't know.
Whatever. Those people who were responsible for finding who was at fault found you at fault.
Yes.
Okay. And when had you purchased this car?
We had purchased it in last September.
When you say we purchased it, you purchased it together?
He was the primary person on the car, and I was the co-signer, but it was supposed to be the other way around, and they messed it up.
I don't care what they... What is it now? Who owes the $1,800?
Right now, I'm the primary person.
Why is that?
Because we switched the names back.
When?
Back in June.
After the accident?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was the one making the payments on it, and I wanted to have credit for it.
At the time that this accident occurred, that he caused, he was the primary on the car.
Right.
And on the loan. Is that right?
Correct.
Who was making payments prior to May 28th?
I was.
Why were you making the payments?
Because it was my car.
Well, then why was he ever the primary?
Because the loan people were stupid and messed it up. They put my name wrong. They put the paperwork wrong. When I signed the papers, I asked them, this puts me as co-signer, because I've never signed for a car before, co-signed or nothing. So I believed the people we bought the car from. I said, so I'm on as co-signer. They said yes, so we signed the papers. Come to find out later on, they put me as primary and her as co-signer. So when we found that out, since she was making the payments, it was her car, we switched the names.
You mean the payments for a car that no longer existed?
What's that?
In June, after the accident, the car no longer existed.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
How much did they give you for this car?
About $7,000.
$7,311.
And how much was owing on the car?
That much. I don't have the exact amount on that because...
How come you have a lot of paperwork?
I have all the paperwork I need for my case. I don't have the exact amount left on the car. They wouldn't
give
me the
information. Let me see the information that you have, madam. Okay. I want to see the loan that was taken out, how much the payout was, all that good stuff.
I have a copy of the title right here. It has a price on it. I did have that.
How many cars did you have when you were living together?
I had mine and had hers.
When did the two of you part ways?
In July.
Why?
He broke up with me because he was seeing somebody else.
I see the last payment that you made to Ford Credit was $100.85. Is that right?
Right.
Your Honor, what month was that? Because I've had to cover 1 month of that because she quit paying on it and didn't tell me. So they called me 2 days and before they were going to send it to collections agency and informed me that she was 3 months behind.
I did tell you.
So you made the payment?
Yes, I had to make the payment.
Good. It was your accident. Now.
She is right there in the passenger side, Your Honor. She could have very well been driving. She gave me permission to drive the car, so, you know, my insurance paid out all that on it. I mean, if I was
I'm
to
ready
let her...
Is this your defense? Now
I mean, if I was to let her go drive my truck and she was to wreck it, it would be my responsibility to pay for it, not hers. I mean, isn't that right? Because it is my truck and my insurance. I mean, unless I'm wrong, I don't know.
So that's your defense?
My defense is I've paid out more on this car than I think I should have anyway. I mean, yeah, my insurance covered my wreck, my part of the wreck, but I paid for her insurance the whole time she had that car, so.
Where were you coming or going from that you were coming from the airport?
We were coming from St. Louis because she had gone to Texas.
Yes.
Vacation to see her mom.
Okay, so you when you went to pick her up at the airport, you took her car?
Yes.
How come you didn't take your truck?
Because her car had more room and we could put her stuff in the trunk. I had permission to take her car.
No, I didn't ask for permission. I just said, how come you didn't take your truck?
Because her car has more room. I have an
S10. More room than a truck?
I have an S10. The cab is a lot smaller than the front seats of a car. It's just more comfortable in a car.
Okay.
Because it's a 2.5-hour
drive. Now, when you went out for dinner, which car did you take?
What's that?
What word didn't you understand, sir? When the two of you were together,
I'm speaking. You interrupted me.
When you went out for dinner, when you were living together, whose car did you take?
Either or.
Most of the time, which car did you take?
There wasn't a most of the time. I mean, I guess most of the time we took my truck.
You did?
I guess, yes.
I doubt it. I doubt it. You want to know why? Women don't ride in a truck if they have a car. By choice. If they have no choice, they'll ride in a truck. But if they have a choice, they'll ride in a sedan. That's common sense, isn't it, Bert?
I'm not a woman, but yeah.
But you know women.
My wife prefers a car.
Right. Now, what kind of work do you do?
I work construction.
So you use your truck for your business, but going out on a Saturday night, you take the car.
Not true.
Not
but,
true.
Okay.
Of course it's true. Sir, bottom line is, Mr. Kavanaugh, you not only were driving this car with or without her permission, of course it was with her permission that you were driving the car, but you were also primarily responsible on the loan at the time of the accident. I don't care who messed up. You bought this car in September of 2000. If you're old enough to have a car and a truck and a job, then you're old enough to look at paperwork and see whether it's wrong, and you don't switch it after the accident. So at the time of the accident, you were A, at fault, B, primary on the loan.
As co-signer, it should have been.
No.
Okay, both of our names are right here. On this title, both of our names are under owner.
Right.
It doesn't say who's co-signer and who's not. When I asked, I saw that, and when I asked them who is the co-signer, they said me. Now,
but it turns out that
that doesn't seem to be very clear to me.
It turns out, I'm not here to go over their contract. As it turns out, you were primary, right?
Unknowingly, yes.
Not my fault. You certainly knowingly one thing. You knowingly were involved in an accident, which the police attributed to you as the one at fault. So you owe the remainder on this bill. Why should she be saddled with it? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,798.69. Goodbye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Excused. You may step out.
I don't think it was right. I mean, I've paid out more than enough on this. I don't think I should pay off anymore.
I'm just glad this is all over with and I don't have to deal with him anymore.
My insurance covered more than what the car was worth anyway.
He was responsible.
We've been arguing about it ever since the wreck.
It's been an ongoing thing.
Don't co-sign on anybody.
Choose better boyfriends.